This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. 10 minutes after the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen. Here to review what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Lots of hot stuff this week, especially as the week came to a close. And we're going to discuss it with people associated with my various programs and programming, including Victoria Keelan, who's here, Kara Schilling, Rich McFadden, and Joe Crummy, who's a great radio talk personality. We have 10 items, Joe, Victoria, that are on the charts, as usual. This is the week of April 3rd to the 7th that we're talking about. So I'll go through the list, and we'll talk about things that seem the obvious thing as the week came to a close was the attack in Syria, the gassing, the deaths of people there turned out to be number 3 on the countdown this week. If we go back to number 10, actually the number 10 and number 9 are both about sports things, the beginning of the baseball season. People love talking about that. A lot of the bigger stations, the bigger cities where they have teams, the people who do them play-by-play, you can hear them on, if it's not a sports station. I think it's about half and half, Joe, now. Half stations that are doing baseball are sports stations, and the other half are regular, like, news talk radio stations. In some instances, there are some FM music stations as well doing it. But it becomes a feel-good moment. The first pitch, the first strike, the first win. People love to talk about stuff like that because it does put behind all of us that which we consider to be ugly, and that is snow, bad weather, cold weather, all that stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, you know, out in L.A., it doesn't matter, but I think it's kind of cute to see everybody back east get so excited about it. You know, I just don't get the difference between the spring training and the regular season. Like, my team, the Yankees, had an incredible spring training, and they don't even lead Florida. They play Tampa Bay, and they just start losing.
Because they are losers. Line? The definition of the Yankees...
Whoa.
Yankees equal loser.
Spoken like a true Boston
suck.
Loser.
Suck.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. You know, that's it's just amazing. They had such, I'm sorry, but they had an incredible spring training. They were like 24 and 5, and all of a sudden now they can't win a game. What's changed?
Because they don't have it. Finished. Give
you can't
it over.
Talk to a Red Sox fan
Give
about the Yankees.
Oh, I know. I knew I was walking into this.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It's all right. Number 9 this week, the NCAA. Did anybody really, really take that seriously this year? Really?
Yes.
Well,
really?
Well, I'm just fixated on the bathroom bill. They actually got reluctantly approved by the NCAA, North Carolina. As of yesterday.
Oh, because of the bathroom, yeah, right.
Yeah, the bathroom bill. And I don't know how they did it, but somehow they threaded a needle, because when we were talking about it last week, they made minimum changes, and yet the NCAA signed off on North Carolina, so it's all good. I don't know how they did it, but they're pretty good. I mean, those guys can negotiate.
Well, and North Carolina winning the whole thing, too. I mean, that put it more of a spotlight on it.
Well, but it became a part of conversation on News Talk Radio program because of the politics, as you're suggesting, of what was going on in North Carolina and how they decided in that new bill to sort of deal with the situation to hope that it will just go away. Because sports didn't want to play there, entertainers didn't want to go, businesses didn't want to go, just let's fix it and move on. And thus they did. All right, number 8 on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine, the situation with Bill O'Reilly, scandalous. The dollars, apparently Fox has paid out $13-14 million to people who worked around O'Reilly that he sexually harassed. All in all, Joe, the folks at Fox have paid out $100 million to people, to women that have sued him, to get rid of Roger Ailes, cost him $40 million. It cost him another $40 million to pay off all these suits. And there was something else in there for another 20.
Well, Gretchen Carlson got 20.
Yeah, she got 20 on her own.
Mm-hmm.
O'Reilly's first producer, what was her name? She made $9 million.
Yeah.
And she's writing a book about Mac.
And that was a long time ago, too. So this has obviously been going on for a really long time.
Yeah.
O'Reilly's been married a couple of times, and he seems to go younger each time, if my memory's serving me correctly. What in the world do people think when they think that in this day and age, think about it any time, but women have been subservient, and so they were there to serve in that role, and some of these old times, especially, I'm not saying this to offend you at all, Victoria, but a lot of these, the Irish and Italian heritage, for whatever the reason, doesn't give equal roles in some of these people's lives. Their experiences they grew up was not that mother and father had equal roles. And I think that's where some of this comes from, frankly. I mean, you probably saw, you have a healthy parental situation. Your mother and father are great, and they've been good role models for you. But I find in what I know about ethnicity, Joe, what do you... when you get right down to it, well, crummy, I don't know what nationality is crummy, other than crummy.
It's like a Scottish kind of weird. It's half Italian, by the way.
Is it?
But the crummy thing really is an English thing. But with O'Reilly, I don't know whether the ethnic thing rings my bell so much. But O'Reilly brings in a lot of dough, big powerful guy.
He doesn't anymore. There's five big advertisers, mostly car dealers, car companies that all across the board, like. In one fell swoop, canceled advertising in his program after all this stuff came out, because now went around knocking on the door of all the advertisers. That's what you got these days. The power of people who can sway. These advertisers want nothing to do with controversy. We've seen this in the News Talk radio business after Limbaugh pulled his faux pas with Sandra, what was that woman's name? From that time, when now got a hold of that and went around in some other organizations to advertising agencies, anybody who was even doing talk radio, I'm about as close to Rush Limbaugh as I am to the moon, and yet there were stamps on orders from advertising agencies, do not buy because I do a talk radio program. I mean, the people that run these agencies are stupid, because where they get the best results is being in the spoken word format. I can understand certain advertisers not wanting to be around Limbaugh and that message, as people don't want to be associated with Trump and whatever may have happened to him. And in this case, the situation with O'Reilly, people don't want to be associated with him because it's too, you lose the message. You're trying to sell people, not make them angry. And I think I've said this on the air any number of times. You've heard me say it, certainly, Victoria. I don't know if you have, Joe. I learned a lot from Ed McMahon, who became a friend the last 8 or 10 years of his life. And one of the things he taught me when it came to politics and when it came to the things that would turn people away from you, he said, I'm in the business of selling Alpo. I'm selling beer. It doesn't make any difference to me whether you're a left or a right. I don't want people to know my politics. We don't want to talk about politics. So that's why you never knew what his politics were, because he didn't want to anger anybody. He wanted people to buy the stuff.
But that's true. But, I think that for the first time in certainly in my lifetime, the power of the consumer is at an all-time high, and the influence that a consumer has. And these are female consumers. We saw this happen with the Ivanka Trump thing with Nordstrom. That wasn't men. That was women saying, I'm not buying this brand. I'm not shopping at Nordstrom. And women making statements and going to rival stores and things like that. So advertising, getting rid of, separating yourself from Bill O'Reilly, if you're an advertiser, it's smart to do it right now, because women, this guy's a pig. I don't think I don't find anything about him to be redeemable. I think he's a pig. And so to have any time, I wouldn't even give him the ratings of watching him. I wouldn't have Fox on my TV or stream it. And women are going to react that way. So advertisers are getting out
some
ahead
women
of it.
Are. Yeah, some women are going to react that way, some women are not. Cause
well, I think women with self-respect who don't want to endorse other women being sexually harassed and having hush money, I mean, that's what Fox has done.
As you know, it depends on age and experience. There are some people about which are...
Maybe older women are more... Doesn't
make any difference.
They tolerate it more. Yeah, I don't know. Right, but my generation doesn't tolerate that.
No, and those are the ones where the noise is coming from, and it's appropriate noise in my opinion anyway. All right, 16 past the hour. Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, overviewing the charts from the News Talk Radio world, the hot hits in talk radio, at 16 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
All right, 17, actually 18 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with a cast of radio talk professionals overviewing what the list from Talkers looks like this week. Talkers Magazine every week doing research.
Come back to the
figure
phone,
out
Joe.
What on the great stations with these hosts, the topics that are big and important. We've been through baseball and Bill O'Reilly. I don't know that there's much new to say, frankly, about the health care bill. And I don't think, as the week came to an end, that it was something a lot of people were focused on, more focused on what was going on with the Supreme Court nomination, which we'll get to in a few minutes. But I also think there was a lot of glee in the minds and mouths of people when Mr. Bannon was banned. And I don't know whether that's Kushner's, what's the kid's name?
Jared Kushner.
I have a feeling that was his doing. And I think that you'll find, at least my run on this, is that what I said at the very beginning is going to hold true. When Bannon went there, he says, oh, my God, this is terrible. I said, give him a couple of months. Same thing with the Secretary of State. Same thing with most of these high-level people. Trump is very impatient. If you don't perform or do what he wants you to do in a very short time, gonzo. And the next person comes in until he finds somebody that's doing the job that he's comfortable with. There was nothing but baggage attached to Bannon. Bannon was all about Bannon. He wasn't about Trump. And he wasn't about America, for sure. He was about getting his message across, and he was he's an egotistical dirtbag. I was talking about O'Reilly before. I think Bannon is a horrible creature.
He is, and it seems so obvious, at least to me, that he just had his personal agenda all along, and that's it. I don't know how, I mean...
Well, so they saw everybody have their personal agenda?
No, but I mean, he practically wore it on his sleeve. Like,
yeah,
as
but that's
teacher.
Okay.
I mean,
that's fine.
But
nothing wrong with that.
So does Trump, so did Clinton, so did everybody. Bush.
Well, I mean, we all do. That's not the point. The point is that he was not a mainstream guy, and in order to get things done, as they're all going to find out, they find out with the Gorsuch thing, you got to have some way of getting compromise, or you've got to get people together to make things happen. And the Democrats didn't get it when they were in charge. The Republicans don't get it now. And the American public has said over and over again, we're sick of this. That's why we elected Trump. And to have this stuff going on, I think, is a problem that has to be solved and looked at. And I think Trump will do that with some of these people that are in there. Secretary of State, I'm going to predict, will be the next to go. 21 past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23, almost 24 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Joe Crummy and Victoria Keenan. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The focus is the talker's overview of the hot hits in talk radio for this past week and what we all think about some or all of these issues. I think we did quick work on the Bannon thing, unless somebody else, I pretty much said what I wanted, and I didn't.
Yeah.
Anybody got anything else that you said what you wanted? So, Richie, you got any thoughts on Bannon that we haven't expressed? Apparently not. So, we keep going. All right, so let's see here. Number five on the list, Victoria. What's going on in North Korea? Mm-hmm. Yet another circumstance. Most interesting thing, and I put interesting quotation marks, the most interesting thing for me was a Frontline piece that was on PBS that featured audio and video from some people who are in North Korea that are working as stringers for a Japanese news agency. And they have these lapel cameras that they walk around. Nobody can identify who they are. I mean, they're not going to get these people because they don't know who they are. They're just wearing jackets and they have lapel buttons that have cameras in them. And so you see life in North Korea for what it is through this show, and it's really devastating. These people are dead. It sort of looks like what happened after the Holocaust. They're up and down the street. There's dead bodies all over the place.
Oh,
and
God.
People starving, and this egomaniac twerp that's obviously out of his mind. I don't know why somebody doesn't put a bullet in his head.
Well, good for them for being able to secretly get the message out of what's really happening there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it's so distressing, Richie. I said earlier that I'd seen that movie, The Zookeeper's Wife, that's out now in limited release. It's about the Nazis attacking Warsaw and the ghetto, the Jewish ghetto in Warsaw, what happened there, the situations that were not even subhuman, the way these people, they were just not given any food. And at the end, when the Nazis put them all on the trains to bring them to the gas chambers, then they just torched their whole area of Warsaw, where their community lived. And you see that, and it sort of makes me, I couple that with the picture of the Syrian gas deaths, which is another item on the countdown this week that people have been talking about. Certainly that's underscored by what happened late in the week with the attacks on the military base there, and controversy about Trump and whether he did it on his own and he should have gone to Congress or whatever. But there are a lot of things that are happening. And Trump said he's going to take care of the time for talking is over. Didn't I hear that?
Yes.
This week? Time for talk is over. So, all right, they took action in Syria. So what do you do in North Korea? They're sending missiles. The missiles only can get 30 or 40 miles off of the coast of their country. So, what?
Thank God for that.
He's meeting with the Chinese president, so
right. That's
what you do with North Korea. Is you put the screws to China and say, you need to handle this and handle it now or we will.
You know, I have a question about this. I was reading about the trade agreement that China has with North Korea, and I guess Japan does too. But what are they getting from North Korea? Like, what are they? I mean, North Koreans don't even have internet.
No, they're getting
like what's the upside for them?
They're getting I don't know if it's gold or oil or some kind of
something that's mined.
Something that's mined, yeah. Because I mean, you're right. They have nothing.
Yeah,
the thing they have is the dirt that they're standing on.
Right.
So there's something in that dirt that they're getting.
Well,
aluminum, whatever.
Here's a counter to
that. Thank you for that, Richie.
You're welcome.
If going back to the frontline piece this week, when you see the beauty that is along the mountains and the flat surfaces of North Korea, you can see there'd be tremendous opportunity for farming there. I wonder why more of that isn't going on. That would be my question looking at it. 28 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. We're overviewing here on the program, combination of lots of people that do a lot of different things with me on the air. I respect their opinions, and I know you do too. We go through the charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine who listen to the survey a lot of stations. There are about a last count anyway, Richie, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, about 1,000, maybe 1,100 stations around the country that are doing some sort of spoken word, conversational, attitudinal, whatever you want to call it, look at what the issues of the day are. So we are here taking advantage of people who have been doing that for a long time. Victoria Keelan is here, Joe Crummy is here, Richie and I. We've gone through a number of these items that are on the list. Sports talk radio at number 10 and number 9, baseball, NCAA, that sort of thing. The Fox News Bill O'Reilly situation at 8. The continuing focus on the healthcare redo, number 7. Steve Bannon exits the National Security Council, but there's another door for him to go out, and I hope it doesn't hit him in the butt on his way out. North Korea is number 5. So the number 4 item is the president meeting with the leader of China. Lots of speculation. And then, of course, there's the usual distraction. Why is he having the meeting at Mar-a-Lago? Why isn't it at Camp David? Why isn't it in Washington? Why do we have to pay to have all this surveillance, the protection, if you will, that goes with him being on the road? And so I find this to be a red herring. Frankly, I don't see that this is anything different than a lot of other presidents have done. Maybe he's doing it a little more regularly, but there's a cost involved, to be sure. But there's a budget. What nobody tells you, there's a line item on the national budget that allows for expenses for the president and his entourage, and they use it any way they want to. So it isn't costing. This is the shrewd shrillness of all of this. It isn't costing us any more money. And I'm not defending Trump. I don't really give a damn where he is, as long as he's making decisions that are fixing things and not creating problems. But the smallness, the pettiness, of people who want to create something around Trump because they don't like him.
Well, yeah, this happens with every president, because how many times do people keep count of every time Obama went
goes
golfing?
To Hawaii.
Oh, he goes to Hawaii. It costs him so much money.
There's a budget item, and the last I remember was about $400 million, somewhere in that vicinity, $400 or $500 million, that is set aside every year.
Let me be your devil's advocate here, though.
Say what?
Let me be your devil's advocate here. You ready?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Trump ran on this, just the bloatedness of government.
Yes.
And he was like, I'm not going to take a paycheck. We're going to get rid of this. We're going to get rid of that. We're going to get rid of this. I'd love to see a guy like that actually stand behind his words and say, what do we need an inauguration for? I bring a Bible into the Oval Office, swear me in, it's over. Why spend all this money? And the Mar-a-Lago thing, same thing. Why does he need to do? Why can't he use the existing places? Why spend all the extra money? He should be looking at the money being spent and going, you know what? That's just silly. We don't need to spend that money.
Yeah, and if it's $400 million that's budgeted, then he should cut that budget.
Right.
He's cutting everything else. Why not cut his? Cut that budget.
I voted for him to make decisions like that.
Excuse me. So
did
I.
Stupid government.
I didn't think about it, yeah. So now you open up this. I don't think that Crummy has had a chance to weigh in on this with the rest of us, but about a month ago when the president, let's see, when was this? March 17th, so 3 weeks ago, the president announced his budget blueprint, which cut a lot of programs, or at least suggested that we look at the agencies and the money being spent and chop it here or chop it there, and then you go through the budget process and see what actually survives. But the best thing that came out of it, from my point of view, is a national discussion about some of these things that have never seen the light of day, or they haven't been discussed for years and years. Thus, the Africa Development Foundation invests in African-owned enterprises. Yeah, okay, we still need that. How come, if that's the case, we don't have an Irish Development Foundation, or we don't have a Rwandan, just that kind of stuff. The special interests that put these things in that probably were worthwhile and needed when they were put in, but nobody reviewed them. And like every other damn government program, they just stay there because they've got employees like welfare. What do? The same thing.
Well, a lot of it is politics, too, as well. They were talking about the State Department's budget was cut by, 30%? And what they're saying is that money goes to grease everybody's palm in particular areas because they need the money. They need the help. And if you give people money, then they're going to like you. And that's what the State Department does. And they think it's cost-effective because it saves going in with boots on the ground and having guns and all kinds of stuff, because you actually get involved in the country and help them build dams or whatever it's going to be, because the other guys are going to do the same thing.
Well, that's the Trade and Development Agency. That's another one that he's taking a look at, or his people are. That may have some value. But then there's the Woodrow Wilson School for Scholars. What the hell? What are we putting $40 million a year into that for? Who's taking advantage? All we're doing is bringing in youngsters, which, in fact, I happen to agree with the program. It just ought not to be filled with dollars from our coffers. Let it be a 501c3. Let them go out and raise their own money. That's what people do now when they want to do a research project or they want to start something that's like this. They don't go to the government. They go to GoFundMe and start. And that's what makes sense. And that's what I see them doing that with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. You see it for the Institute of Peace. You see it for...
Doug Steffen, you are a genius.
How do you mean?
Think about that. Let's get rid of all taxes. Get rid of the IRS. Get rid of paying all taxes.
Yeah.
And get rid of the government. And just every program becomes a GoFundMe account. And anybody that is worth their salt and people want to support, they just go pay to GoFundMe. And you're required to pay...
In other words, let's bomb Syria. Okay, how many missiles can we afford?
Exactly.
I don't know, man.
That'd be awesome.
All right, we want to do Syria. Listen now, one cruise missile is $400,000. All right, everybody go to the internet.
We got to buy 10 of them. We need $4 million in the GoFundMe account before we can bomb Syria.
I guarantee you. That GoFundMe account would raise 10 times what it asked for.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, weird.
All right, so that brings us around to the number three item on the countdown this week, which is the Syrian situation, the gassing. And again, I bring up the Nazis, I bring up Vietnam. I look at all of these wars where this sort of stuff has been done by all sides, both sides. and it's just disgusting. So somebody got into Trump's ear, and he went to the guy who's Secretary of Defense and said, okay, come up with a plan, let's do this. Didn't go to Congress, so Rand Paul and a bunch of others on both sides are kind of wringing their hands today and this weekend because it wasn't done through congressional approval. Obama did it 100 times if he did it once, and so did Bush. It was a if you want to blame somebody, blame something, the Patriot Act and all the things that came after that that allowed all kinds of looseness in government to sort of deal with what we needed, what we were doing in the name of protection. So, Joe, you started to say something.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say the Syrian thing. The president has some latitude. He can launch missiles if he wants to, but he can only do it, I think, for 60 days or so before he has to have Congress's approval. So he's definitely within the law of doing
it. Only needed an afternoon to do what he did this week.
Yeah, you know, so he's got the law on his side, or precedent on his side to do that. The question is, what's next in Syria? I mean, they lobbed, 59 missiles into Syria last night.
Yeah.
What are we going to do this morning? The other thing is, you know, the people were worried about World War III. They called the Russians before they did any of this stuff.
Yeah. Not like they would, otherwise they would have shot down the missiles. End of
I wonder
story.
How much time they give them, though. You know, we're going to take out an air base outside Damascus. You got, 20 minutes?
Well, there were some Russians on the base, and I think they want to get the Russians off the base. Wasn't that it? They didn't want to have a problem with Russian.
Right. Yeah. And you got to wonder how much time do they give them, because they don't.
I mean, I'm no rocket scientist, but if you see all the Russians running off of the base, and you're a Syrian, what's going on with those guys?
Well, I mean, the cat's out of the bag at that point. I mean, it's like, hello.
All right, so one of the rumors that floated around on your ex, you're an alumni of KFI. I was listening to the conversation last night as the president was doing his announcing of what was happening in Syria, and there was speculation that the Russians were in on it. As a matter of fact, that they agreed, they don't like Assad, they want him to go, and there was some speculation that Assad would be gone today as part of the deal to clean up Syria. And then there was also some speculation that Edward Snowden was part of the deal, and Putin says, yeah, you can do it, but I want you to take Snowden back to America and not try him. So,
make that up, or is that real?
No, that's what there was a lot of that on the air last night. Yeah,
well, thank you for calling out on speculation.
What did Richie say?
I said, thank you for calling Doug out on that.
Because we know you well enough to know, like, the tinfoil hat could be on.
See, Joe,
that.
They don't trust me. I don't let Joe trust me. But Richie and Victoria,
there's all kinds of controversy there. I mean, there's even the issue about who actually did the gas attack, whether that's a setup as well, too. So there's all kinds of conspiracies or theories all over the place on this, that gas attack was a setup as a pretext to go in and lob missiles. So you're right when you start talking about conspiracies. There's tons of them. And I can understand why. I don't think there's any more trust of the United States government. It's not that there's no trust, but I think people are very suspicious of everybody's motives now. And that has to do, I think, really with the climate in Washington, D.C. Nobody trusts anybody anymore.
Pretty frustrating. Each week on the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the folks at Talkers Magazine prepare a list, or actually two lists, one the top stories of the week and a list of people. And I always do this because I want you to know, even if we are off the mark or we get off of the trail, that these are the major items that we are reporting on in the world of News Talk Radio. Bill O'Reilly, for example, on the people list is at number 10. Stephen Bannon, number 9. Xi Jinping, Chinese president, number 8. Paul Ryan, 7. Chuck Schumer, 6. Mitch McConnell, 5. Neil Gorsuch is 4. Vladimir Putin is 3. Susan Rice, number 2. And Donald Trump will be there forever. As long as he's taking nourishment, I think the guy's going to be on the top of our list. So that's the people list. It's the Talk Radio Countdown show that you're listening to. All right, we continue. A couple of more things on the list, including the nomination of Mr. Gorsuch for the Supreme Court. What's happening there? Are we making a lot out of nothing when it comes to the so-called nuclear option, which the news media had a field day with? I don't get what the big deal is, but we'll talk about it in a moment. Here it's 45 past the hour.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement.
Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist, Helen Creeble.
A young man in Kentucky helped his sister move and realized that might be a good living. So he and a friend posted an ad on Craigslist, and the new moving business took off. Before long, they had 5 trucks and 30 employees. But then the state stepped in, requiring a certificate of necessity to prove the business was needed, and other moving companies could object. But this young entrepreneur looked through the lens of liberty, saw the state improperly protecting favored businesses, and went to court. He won the case for himself and for free enterprise around the country. Similar laws were struck down in 4 other states because one citizen decided it was time to move the government out. What a great role model for liberty.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
In the continuing tradition of what goes on this radio program, the Talk Radio Review, Hot Hits in Talk Radio, the Top Topics of the Week, Michael Harrison and his staff of experts at Talkers Magazine come up with a list that we use as sort of the outline for our discussions. And sometimes I don't repeat the list often enough, so I do it here in this circumstance, so you'll know exactly what's on the list. At number 10, Major League Baseball in the beginning of the season, the NCAA title. At number 9, Bill O'Reilly and the scandal at Fox is 8. Healthcare redux or redoing, fixing the healthcare bill, number 7. Steve Bannon leaves the National Security Council is 6. Number 5, what's going on in North Korea? Number 4, president meeting with the president of China. The gas deaths in Syria. Number 3, and our attacks that followed. Gorsuch and his nomination to the Supreme Court. Number 2, and the Trump campaign connection to Russia. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so Joe Crummy is here with us. Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. Crummy has a podcast every week called Evil Thoughts.
Yes.
Evil. And in fact, you ask the question on the current podcast about who really is behind the Syrian chemical attack. So, yeah, conspiratorialists all everywhere will love Joe Crummy.
Well, you know, I'm not huge into conspiracies. I'm just saying that we should be very careful, given what we're learning about intel in Washington, D.C. I'm not big on conspiracies, but I'm just saying you don't know. We're not 100% sure who did what. We believe Assad was behind it, but you never know. You never know.
All right, it may be that Trump orders a gassing of the Capitol building today because of the Gorsuch nomination, although he's getting what he wants and what most people think is reasonable, whether this is a reasonable way to get it. Democrats say, okay, boys, you can have it now, but the next time when we're in charge, we're going to do the same thing to you, yada, yada, yada.
And what you're likely to get now, because they've changed the way they vote for Supreme Court nominees, you're likely to get more ideological guys in there. In other words, the next guy is going to be, why not, hard right, because you can push him through if you want to, or if the Democrats are in control, you know, more hard left, because it just takes 51 votes and you get your person in there. There's no need to negotiate anymore if they change it.
Mm-hmm. Well, is Gorsuch a good candidate? Does it make a difference about these candidates? And should it be used as a general?
You could have put Santa Claus up there, and he wouldn't have gotten a Democratic vote, so it didn't matter.
That's exactly right. The
next candidate they put up, they would have done the same thing.
Well, we have to look at ourselves again. Why are we not getting along? Why aren't we getting into a more compromising mood? How is this good for the country to have this split like this? All these egos and these characters with It's one of the podcasts this week on Crummy Site is about Susan Rice. Susan Rice is Typhoid Mary. So check out Crummy's podcast, Joe Crummy, C-R-U-M-M-E-Y, with Victoria Ritchie and Doug. It's 10 before the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to submit an overview of the top five songs in the world. Songs, good day. The top five. Well, maybe we could sing the technology report, Victoria.
I'll let you do that.
Oh, really? Nice. Okay, the top five items this week from the world of technology as we count them down from number five. Let's get going, Victoria.
Well, people weren't too happy this week with Congress's recent efforts to roll back internet privacy rules, which we've all been talking about, and this has been a big buzz on social media. And so, of course, what happened was House Republicans voted to let internet service providers sell your private data without your consent. Exactly. And so, as retaliation, a slew of revenge-seeking GoFundMe campaigns have popped up, some of them already raising hundreds of thousands of dollars. The goal that they all share is that they want to buy those lawmakers' web histories and publish them for the entire world to see. Now, of course, this is not legal, but they don't care. They're doing this anyway. It's not just politicians that they want to stick it to. One of the there are other people involved in this, too, like at the FCC and things like that. So they're going after everybody. One of the co-creators of the card game Cards Against Humanity is he also has a campaign to buy Congress's data, and he said, if and when any data becomes available, myself and Cards Against Humanity will do whatever we can do to acquire and publish it. We have a long track record of activism and spending around government transparency issues, so this is not going away anytime soon. I think that's a developing story.
Top five items this week in the world of technology, counting down from five to one. Number four, and a focus on Samsung this week.
Yeah, Samsung has some great news this week. The Galaxy S8 and 8 Plus, they announced all the details. And, of course, this is the first announcement that Samsung has had since the exploding washers and dryers and the exploding phones that they had that became banned on all methods of transportation. So now the S8, everyone's been very excited about. The new phone display is bigger than the Galaxy S7. It has a curved screen, so it basically, like an infinity edge, it flows right onto the other side of the phone. And for the first time on a Samsung phone, the physical home button is removed entirely. That's not new for other Android phones, but Samsung was a little behind on that. The S8 will also feature Bixby, which is their new AI assistant similar to Alexa and Siri. And the thing that they say Bixby is different, Bixby actually observes behavior patterns of the user of the phone. So if you call your mom at a specific time each day, Bixby will then remind you and say, hey, do you want to call your mom? It's 4 p.m. So it's kind of interesting.
Hmm. All right. Not 4 p.m., by the way, folks. Number three in the countdown, the United States Postal Service. Oh, this ought to be... For those of you who want to go into the conspiratorial mode, listen to this.
You can make a conspiracy out of anything. I love it. Well, snail mail is officially getting a digital twist. Thanks to the United States Postal Service, you'll be able to see photos of your mail every morning before it's delivered. It's called Informed Delivery, and it begins April 14th. It's available to most addresses nationwide at the moment. You can sign up. It's free. You just go to USPS. And what they'll do is they take a photo of all of the mail that's going to be delivered that day. You get it in an email in the morning so you know what to expect. Now, this... Right now, it only covers letter-sized mail. It doesn't cover packages yet. But the USPS says that they're hoping that this will cut down on mail theft, because if you know you're anticipating something arriving that day and it doesn't, you can start tracing it faster. USPS also, of course, wants to keep mail relevant in the digital age, because the mail volume has dropped by $35 billion from 2006 to 2015. Most people are going paperless.
They have nobody to blame but themselves because their service sucks.
That's
going
always true.
To the windows and see these people here in California can't speak English. It's like the zoo parade. Number two on the countdown.
Amazon in the news for good and bad reasons this week. This is the not-so-good news for Amazon. Good for consumers, though. In January, a little girl made the news when she asked her family's Amazon Echo for a dollhouse and some cookies. And the Echo actually listened and delivered a dollhouse and cookies. Her parents were not happy. They tried to get their money back, and Amazon refused. They have a very strict no-refund policy. So now this went up to the Federal Trade Commission. This is a huge case. And now Amazon has to pay $70 million in refunds for in-app purchases and things like what this little girl went through. So parents say you need our consent, and they won.
Number one is a focus on Facebook yet again this week.
And another story about consent. Facebook is making good on its promise to work towards building a safer community. This week, they announced a new suite of tools dedicated to identifying and fighting revenge porn. So that's the non-consensual sharing of sexually explicit images. So Facebook is really cracking down on that.
All right, that makes families comfortable, mothers and fathers anyway. So that's the story. Top five items in the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.